We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to talk about prayer. What is prayer?
Talking to God.
Asking him for help.
It's sort of like an email.
Thanking him.
Telling him what's on your mind.
Asking him for advice.
When you're confessing to God that you've done something awful or
okay.
bad.
Okay. God is always there for you, isn't he?
Right. Yeah.
And he wants us to talk to him every day.
I bow my head and pray. I do it every day. It's my time to share with God in heaven above. I go to him and pray.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, here's what Jesus says about prayer.
When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men.
When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen.
Do not keep babbling like the pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words.
Jesus told his disciples how to pray, and we use that same prayer today. What's the prayer called?
The Lord's Prayer.
That's right. And today, we're going to talk about each line of the Lord's Prayer. And Ashton, we'll start with you.
Our Father in heaven. He is mine, and he is yours too. And he lives in heaven.
Hallowed be your name. God is holy.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God is in control of the heavens and the earth, and he will establish a heavenly kingdom for all who believe. Jesus will come again.
Give us this day our daily bread. He gives us what we need each day.
Forgive our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors.
Jesus forgives us, and we should forgive others.
Lead us not into temptation. When we are faced with temptation, God has power to stop us from doing wrong.
Deliver us from the evil one. This means Satan is trying to turn us away from God, but God won't let go of us, and God will win every time.
Jesus also said, when we pray, we should come to God expecting him to answer us.
In Matthew 7, Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given.
Seek and you will find.
Knock and the door will be opened.
For everyone who asks receives.
He who seeks finds.
And to him who knocks, the door will be opened."
Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock. The door will be opened. Ask and seek and knock. Ask and it will be given. Seek
We can pray the Lord's Prayer every day. But what can happen sometimes if we say the same prayer over and over again?
It doesn't always come from your heart.
Okay.
Well, we won't really feel like we told God the exact thing we wanted him to.
Okay.
We're supposed to be talking to God, not just reciting a prayer over and over again.
Okay. Like the Pharisees used to do.
That's a good point, Jamie.
Like Brittany said, it loses the meaning and you don't really understand it.
That's right. And God wants us to pray from our hearts. We're going to do something a little different here today. I'm going to ask you all to pray. We can pray to our Father. He is a mighty God, creator of the universe, holy and righteous. Let's go to him now in prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for loving us.
Thank you for protecting us.
Thank you for always guiding us and helping us when we're afraid.
Thank you for our families.
Thank you for giving us this world that we live in and a free country.
Please forgive us for our sins.
Thank you for always loving us, and please help us love others.
Please watch over us.
Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and take away all of our sins.
Thank you for turning us away from Satan when he tempts us.
Lord, please help us forgive others as you forgive us.
Thank you for giving us the Bible.
Thank you for being so wonderful to us and showing us the way.
Thank you for making a place for us in heaven.
Thank you for giving us the voices to sing to you, Lord. Thank you for Karen and kids.
Please bless those, Lord, who don't know you yet.
And we ask you, Lord, to open their hearts to receive you. Thank you for giving us a voice to share your message of love. And we pray that you will be glorified in all of our work. We ask all these things in your power and in the name of Jesus. Amen.
To praise Father, our glorious Lord.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember, pray every day.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Tell Him when you do something wrong.
And ask Him for help.
Anytime, anywhere, pray. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
And financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.